This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Woman is suing the Colorado Springs City over actions taken by police during a 2020 protest near the police operations center. Tara Hottam says that she was pepper sprayed by police 2 years ago, even though she was no threat. Hottam is arrested, resisting arrest and obstruction during the protest, but no longer facing those charges. The lawsuit names five CSPD officers and requests the case being heard in front of a jury.
A Southern Colorado district attorney is having her law license suspended by state regulators for failing to complete necessary legal training. The Office of Attorney Regulation Council has now suspended the license of 11th Judicial District DA Linda Stanley. Stanley oversees prosecutions in Chaffee, Fremont, Park, and Custer counties. She will not be able to appear in court or file motions until the suspension is lifted. State officials say her license will be reinstated when she submits a plan to make up the 45 hours of legal training she was required to complete between 2019 and last year. Stanley's latest most high-profile case was that of Barry Morphew, who had charges against him dismissed without prejudice in the disappearance of his wife days before the trial was set to begin.
Residents near Woodman Road and Black Forest Roads had to shelter inside their homes yesterday evening after neighbors reported to police that a man was acting erratically and may have been drinking and blowing up explosive targets with an AR-15. Police and El Paso County Sheriff's deputy set up a perimeter but weren't able to make contact with the man inside.
We're going to be in the area trying to determine the source of what the explosion was, and looking for an additional follow-up to try to figure out if we can make contact with the person responsible.
Sergeant Andrew Leeper with the Springs Police said if he's eventually found, that man could be facing charges for illegally discharging a firearm in a residential area and for using explosive targets during Stage 2 burn restrictions. A Fountain man, meanwhile, in custody after making a bomb threat. Fountain Police called early yesterday after a man told McDonald's employees he was carrying a bomb. Fountain Police Commander Mark Cristiani said that he left the restaurant and walked towards the nearby Walmart on Highway 85, but ran away as officers approached.
Looked like he was going into the Walmart. Our officers engaged him. He dropped the bag that he said he had the bomb in. At that point, our officers gave foot chase because he ran away from us and tackled him several yards from where the bomb device was supposed to be.
The plastic bag he was carrying turned out to have no explosives. 39-year-old Mark Lance arrested on charges of making a false threat.
A man who had been named a person of interest in a recent death investigation is now in custody in Pueblo. Investigators say a woman was found dead in a home on North Elizabeth Street yesterday. Police are investigating the case as a suspicious death. 33-year-old Tyler Jordan Mitchell, who was sought for questioning, was taken into custody on a pair of prior unrelated warrants. We are learning new details about the motives behind the alleged murders of four men in El Paso and Pueblo counties. Witnesses claiming the alleged murders were over stolen drug money and a stolen car. Carlos Diaz, the 21-year-old who's charged in those killings, went in front of a judge in El Paso County yesterday. According to arrest documents, Diaz has already confessed to three of the deaths, incidents that police in Colorado Springs and Pueblo were able to tie together after finding similarities with the shell casings at each scene. Another witness told detectives that Diaz told them he, quote, could kill them because of his expressed desire to kill people. Claudia Zegarelli is the mother of Manuel Zegarelli, one of the victims, who she says was in the process of getting clean from drugs.
He would even think that the lack of drug sales that they caused him was a reason to kill them. Drugs are replaceable. A car is replaceable. Our children's lives are not replaceable. Our children are not coming home anymore.
Zegarelli was killed the morning of April 25th. Witnesses told police they heard 10 gunshots on Pueblo's east side that day. Carlos Diaz remains jailed this morning, held without bond.
Colorado Springs is encouraging kids and adults to get outside this weekend. Carly Kosovar with the City Parks and Rec Department earlier this morning on KRDO's Morning News saying that the Parks Department teaming up with Colorado State Parks and Wildlife and Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance for Saturday's Get Outdoors Day.
Encourage people to get out and experience something maybe that they've never tried before and they've maybe always been interested in learning. They can come out and then they can get some hands-on experience trying out some great outdoors activities and hopefully take that home with them and learn something new that they can do in the future.
The event will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Prospect Lake in Memorial Park. The first 800 kids at the event will receive a free fishing pole.
We'll see partly cloudy skies as we head into the afternoon. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this evening. Highs today, upper 60s and low 70s for Colorado Springs, about 75 in Pueblo. Friday afternoon could see some stronger to possibly severe showers and thunderstorms across the area. Look for highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. Colorado Springs, low 80s for the Pueblo area. We'll see temperatures in the 70s and 80s as we head into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.